This is the Strong Body, Strong Soul podcast, and I'm so excited that you guys are here. My name is Maria, and today I'm bringing you a conversation with Adam Parr. He is the host of the Parsativity podcast out of the UK. He's also a certified, accredited transformational coach. But in today's conversation, we are specifically talking about podcasting, although we do branch out a little bit into LinkedIn and Clubhouse, but it's all about authentic connections. That's what we're talking about here. I hope you enjoy this particular conversation. If you want to see Adam and I on video, you can stop by the Facebook page, Strong Body, Strong Soul, from wherever you are joining us. I hope you subscribe to the show. Go to the Apple Podcast platform if you want to leave a review of the show here. And don't forget, you can call into the show. I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. I can't even tell you how much I appreciate your time. This particular conversation is going to be almost an hour long. So make sure you fast forward or pause and come back to finish up whenever you have time. We so appreciate you for listening. We start the conversation with why. Why Adam started his show.
I put it off for a while and then, you know, I just thought, why not? And then I launched it. And then when the pandemic happened, you know, I was out of work and I just thought, you know, I may as well just jump right into it. You kind of jump, you know, head on first into it and just kind of taught myself really and just kind of played around with it as I went along. And,
right,
you know, I've just been trying to be consistent ever since.
Right, right. Well, it's amazing because I think, you know, I just read this book recently called The Year of Yes. It's by Chandra Rhimes, who wrote Grey's Anatomy. She's a writer. She has a fantastic creative mind her whole life. She's a storyteller. And she never realized what path that would take her, telling stories. And just the other day, I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about, you know, the difference between giving people tools like coaching tools of how to do things, taking notes, staying within your mindset and such. But I think that there's such a gift and such value in the storytelling part of audio as well. I think it's really nourishing. I think that people really resonate with stories and with shared human experience. And it helps us feel so much more connected with other people, right? Have you know what I mean? There's kind of, I think there's a value in both types of communication. And I think as a podcaster, I wanted to have you on the show because I know you're a coach and I know through podcasting, one of the things I notice that you love to do, just like I do, is highlight other people. So when we're in a conversation with like this, two podcasters speaking about podcasting, about why we do it to help other people, can you please tell everybody a little bit about some of the people, just a couple of examples of people that you have highlighted on your show to help them get some visibility? Who have you invited? What kinds of people do you interview?
Yeah, I mean, I've connected with people from, you know, all kinds of spectrums of, you know, life. I kind of feel, you know, I've met people in business. I've met people who are coaches, authors, doctors, some people in the music industry. So quite a variety, and, you know, and everyday people. And, you know, like some of the people that I've met have been through, you know, really traumatic, you know, experiences, and they've really bounced back from those experiences. I mean, some people that come to mind, you know, a guy called Paul Rogers, and he's a coach and he has a podcast now, and he was involved in an accident where, you know, he was hit by a train and, you know, in his car, and he got stuck on the crossing and he was in a coma. His wife was in a coma, and, you know, he came through it and luckily, you know, very lucky to be alive, you know, both of them. And, you know, he's doing tremendous things. There's another friend of mine who he was involved in an armed robbery. He committed the crime, an armed robbery.
Oh, your friend was committing the crime?
this person I connected with, who's my friend online. You know, met him on LinkedIn, and what he does now is help people in rehabilitation. And well, his story was that, you know, he committed a crime. He did an armed robbery, and he got sent down for 30 odd years. And, you know, he's turned his life around, and he only came out, you know, sometime last year. So you see a lot of different people's perspectives and their lives and what they've been through. And you see them, you know, really take accountability for their lives and, you know, changing and not letting things stop them. Another person, a friend of mine called Manny Garcia, he has a podcast called The Unslackable Podcast. And he was kidnapped by his father.
By his father?
His father kidnapped him, him and his brother. And he traveled around, you know, different parts of America to flee the police.
Uh-huh.
And he ended up going back with his mom. But the story around that was just crazy, you know, when he told me about it. And he went through a lot of different things. And I did another podcast with him recently. And he told me the guy who he thought was his dad wasn't actually his dad. And he found out his real dad is still alive. And he met his real dad recently after all these years.
Wow.
So you see different people's experiences and what they've been through. And,
yes.
I mean, he's a successful entrepreneur now. He's got, you know, his own business.
Uh-huh.
So
that's just crazy. I just have to comment, those three interviews that you just mentioned spark in me some similar kind of feedback. There's such a reverberation across. This is what I'm telling you guys. Through audio, you connect. You know, Adam's in the UK. I'm in Southern California. It doesn't matter. You are somewhere between us or on the other side of the planet. It doesn't matter. You know, the first guy that you mentioned reminds me of Patrick. He is the host of a podcast called We Live on a Planet. And he speaks often about his substance abuse situation and his recovery, but he and his dad were in a severe car accident and he had to take some time off from podcasting a little bit, but he's a fascinating guy to talk to. The second guy you mentioned, armed robbery. Wow. That's so inspiring to so many people about turning their lives around and about compassion for people who are on the streets, people who are turning to really drastic situations and behavior, frankly, because our economy, everything with the pandemic. I just read today, somebody in our area, they're going into restaurants and they're doing dine and dash kind of stuff to these small businesses that are suffering. But at the same time, they're families that can't feed themselves. I don't know the answer. But having conversations with people who have been through situations like that are so important. Yesterday, I was involved in this meeting in my area about human trafficking. So it's like that guy stealing his two kids. Like, who knows where that could have gone? And wow, you never know. You guys watching, whoever's out there, you know, pay attention. Go ahead and comment and share. Find those shows, find those connections and their similarities. One of the things that I'm talking about on my show all the time, of course, is we have so many more things in common than we have differences. So it's so important, the more you communicate. And I think as a podcaster too, through any of these kinds of conversations, we make ourselves vulnerable and we open ourselves up in our own questions that we're asking or our own shares or feedback that we're giving to people. It's that human connection. It's that human connection. You guys, I hope you're having fun listening to this particular conversation. Speaking of human connection, I thought we would take a little bit of a break right here for me to explain that you are able to message into the show here. If you check the show notes pod page, that is where the website is for this show. And there is a feature on there now where you can call into the show even though you are not an Anchor user. It used to be that only the hosting platform here, those users could call in, but now it's open to everybody. So please do take advantage of that. If you like, you can also connect with me or Adam on Facebook. I'll put some links in the show notes here for that too. Strong Body, Strong Soul, the page. That's where this particular interview is available on video, or you can join the Strong Body, Strong Soul group if you want to share some of your own insights and experiences or have questions about this episode or any of the other episodes in the archives here. Here we go. Let's talk about LinkedIn and some more. Wow. Yeah. And you mentioned LinkedIn. Can you tell people kind of like, how can they find you on LinkedIn? But how have you been using LinkedIn to help nourish your podcast and the content you're trying to get out there?
Yeah, definitely. I'm on LinkedIn as Adam Parr, and that's Adam Parr. Mm-hmm. And I basically use it to, you know, network people and, you know, I've made a lot of relationships with people on there and connections, you know, through using that. And, you know, LinkedIn is very, very different to, you know, Instagram, Facebook. People kind of see it as, you know, you have to find work on there, or it's, you know, for professionals, and there are professionals on there, but, you know, you can use it for networking and collaborating. It's a really good tool. And, you know, I reached out, you know, starting a podcast is pretty intimidating, you know, taking that first step out into the unknown. And, you know, ultimately being vulnerable. And I think what I would do is, you know, and I still do it now, is message people and say, this is my podcast. This is what it's about, X, Y, Z. Would you like to be on it? And, you know, 9 times out of 10, people say yes. And, you know, a lot of people say no. And you've got to become comfortable with that. You know, it's kind of part of the process. You're going to get people, you know, reject it or not even respond. And you have to just keep on going. But that's what I use LinkedIn for. And I've made a lot of connections on there, a lot of friends. And, you know, a huge percentage of the people have been on my podcast. So, I definitely recommend it.
I love that. One of the things that I've been trying to remind people of, though, too, is there are a lot of people out there that are on a mission to be on podcasts. Yeah. But they just kind of want visibility and they don't have substantive conversation or content to offer sometimes. Yeah. So I'm trying to let especially new podcasters know, because some people will post and they'll say, I want to have a conversation. Mm. And I'll respond and say, well, what kinds of things are you comfortable talking about? Yeah. Because, you know, as open as you and I both are, and as friendly and as likable, and we could probably talk to anybody about any topic, it's true, but we kind of want to give our audience some value. We kind of want to have a little bit of a focus. Like our conversation for this particular conversation right here, you know, Adam and I talked about it first. The point of this conversation is to talk about how podcasting works, to reach out and to help embrace and elevate other people. That's what this conversation is about. If we wanted to talk about how to use Clubhouse, for instance, we would have a different conversation. Adam and I are both on Clubhouse, and we will have that conversation another time, Adam. But right now we're sticking with podcasting. So kind of be careful as a podcast host, because I think it would be kind of awkward to have somebody on the show if you didn't have a connection. Yeah. So you kind of want to vet the people you're having on it too, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's not being mean or anything. Mm. I also think it's funny. You just said, you know, you have to be willing. People are going to say no. The same is true, right? Everyone's not going to listen to your show. Mm. As far as a listening perspective, a lot of podcasters out there are posting their show all the time. And from some people, I feel a little bit of irritation. Why aren't you listening to my show? Why aren't you listening to my show? And it's like, it's not really my thing or whatever. You know, you try to be polite about it, but life is short. And I really think that people need to be careful not to pressure people into listening to their show. There's nothing worse than somebody coming at you going, did you listen to my show? Did you listen to my show? Did you listen to it? Did you listen to it? It's like, no, yeah. I didn't. You know, it's like NASCAR isn't my thing or whatever the case may be, you know? Yeah. So it's a funny, like, how do you encourage people to subscribe to your show? What kind of people do you hope are subscribing and sharing? Because that's a beautiful way to support podcasters too, obviously, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I basically, you know, I do my podcast and I put it out on my social media, and I'm quite open to who listens to it. I've had, you know, feedback from people who are in business. I've had feedback from people who, you know, have their own company. I've had feedback from people who, you know, are family friends. So I've had lots of feedback from different kind of people from walks of life, and I don't try and aim to a particular area. I just kind of put it out, and if people want to listen to it, then they want to listen to it. I don't throw yes. down people's throats. If I think a certain conversation that I've had in a podcast episode relates to someone and what they do, then I'll send it to them. But I don't
yes.
consistently say, can you share this? I mean, sometimes I'll right. say, share it if you'd like to, but, you know, it's not my main focus. My main focus is just kind of doing it and just putting it out. And then
right.
people will get in touch, and, you know, you get people who do give you feedback, and that kind of comes organically as you do it. That's yes. the way I see it anyway.
Yes, yes. How do you use, you have a Facebook group or a page or both? How do you use Facebook for your podcast?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Facebook, but I have yeah. a page. I have like I have a page for the podcast, and I have like a networking group called the Positivity uh-huh. People, and people yes. can, you know, engage in that, and I post my links from there as well.
Yes, yes, yes.
I put up my personal one.
Yes, I just started doing the same thing. When I first started my podcast, I had a page. And I would post my shows, of course, and talk about them a little bit. But on a page, it's kind of more for advertising and visibility. It's not really comfortable. People aren't comfortable talking on there and really having a connection. So I only recently just started a Strong Body, Strong Soul Facebook group. Because I want yeah. people, especially some of my content, sometimes it's deep. Sometimes it's about depression and suicide or something. And I want people to feel safe commenting. Mm. Because on a public page, then they see your name and they see who you are. And some people might not feel comfortable having other people know they can appreciate what I'm talking about, mental health or whatever the case may be, you know, or funny stuff too, you know, some. If I tell something silly about, I don't know, getting drunk somewhere or something, some people are so serious, they don't want anyone to know that they laugh at that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. It's different. There's more personality in a group, I think. And I've been finding a lot of people to connect with through a podcast group that I'm the admin for. It was kind of an accident in this last year, actually, that I became the admin on this group, but it has almost 4,000 people in it. And I'm really trying to make it so it's not a link drop, it's not a follow for follow kind of place, because a lot of people operate like that. You know, you follow my yeah. show, I'll follow yours. Mm. But my content, you know, don't listen. If you're not into meditation, you're not going to enjoy some of my episodes. But I try to be really clear with my titles, because just like yeah. you, I'm all over the place. It could be about business development. It could be about lower back strengthening, because I'm a personal trainer too. So it could go yeah. the whole gamut. It's about flexibility. It's about, you know, being able to pivot and change gears. But it's always from my heart. It's always trying to help people and try to enrich the audience in some way. And that's what it's all about. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing. You have to be doing it for the right reason. And I think you have to be, there's lots of different podcasts in like entertainment, there's podcasts in personal development. But I think, you know, ultimately, if you've got, you know, if you know why you're doing it and you're doing it naturally because you love it and you enjoy it.
Yes.
And it flows more better, I find, you know.
Yes.
I think if you make money from it in the process, that's great. But I think if that's your main aim, just to make money, I think a lot of people kind of want instant results and quick fixes sometimes. And, you know, like, you're not always going to get X amount of views or listens or downloads, and that's okay. And it's mainly, you know, the way I see it, it's like who listens to it, who watches it, not kind of how many.
Exactly. You know, exactly. And so many podcasters, it's not just an ideal. When we say we're happy if we improve the life of just one person, nothing, that's true. We don't need 5,000 people to listen to our episode, in particular, whatever the subject matter may be. If it touches the right 5 people, then that is where the money is. That's where the payoff is. That's why I think it's really important. I think to give podcasters some feedback, right? Whether it's through the Facebook group or the Instagram posts. I love it when people comment on Instagram, right? And say, I listened to the show. Even just that is such a blessing, right? And such an encouragement for me to keep going. But like you said, at the same time, we're passionate about what we're doing. And if we don't get the feedback, it's okay too. You know, I think a big thing that I've realized over the last couple of years is that podcasting, we're sharing our voice for our own benefit too. We're speaking our own truth through the podcast. We're having content that we enjoy and that we are curious about, even if we don't know anything about the topic. We want to learn about it and we want to bring that information to the surface for the listeners. But ultimately, we're doing it for ourselves. Yeah, we want to talk to those authors and hear about their book. We might not have time to read their whole book, but if they give us like a couple of the top things and we help move that idea along, it helps spread their message. And it's just so beautiful. It's wonderful. I love it. Sharing our podcast. It's super easy to cut and paste the links to our shows, right? Yeah. No matter what platform we're on, you can always grab that Apple Podcast link or Spotify, whatever the case may be, and share it. If you enjoy one of Adam's episodes, the greatest thing you can do for him is to cut and paste that show link onto your social media and tell your friends, hey, this guy Adam is really cool. And he is having just really valuable conversations with people, even if it's just that one episode, by the way, too. Because just like I was saying, the titles of the episodes are important. The subject matter is important. Perhaps someone comes to my show because they want to hear my recording at a Lakers game before the pandemic hit. I would be at the Lakers game and I would be laughing about the scoreboard and the Laker girls and the noises in the background, really fun stuff. Someone might enjoy that episode, but they may not be into the other stuff that I talk about. So it's okay if they don't subscribe even to the entire show, but if they even like one of the episodes, those are shareable individually, right?
You know, uploading my content up to, you know, YouTube. I've got quite a few episodes that I need to upload to it. So I'm going to do that and then I'm going to repurpose it and, you know, eventually do clips and things like that.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So Adam, tell everybody again what the name of your podcast is.
It's called the Positivity Podcast and it's a play on words. And my surname's Paul and I thought, you know, try and do something around positivity and then kind of clicked and, yeah, so I kind of do it, the Positivity Podcast.
just like Adam just said, he does have a YouTube channel. It's called the Parsativity Podcast. And I have one too. It's called the Strong Body, Strong Soul channel, I guess, on YouTube. Go ahead and feel free to go on over there. His YouTube channel started about a year ago. So the interview that he had with me isn't on there. He started it after that interview that we were talking about meditation about. But do go ahead and check it out if you feel like it. Go ahead and subscribe if you like. Just like we were just saying, you can find some episodes that you like and share them with friends. Let's change the conversation a little bit. We're going to talk about Clubhouse. You can find me as at Maria Speaks on the Clubhouse app. In case you're interested, if you are already a member on Clubhouse, I have been doing some rooms over there talking about positivity and podcasting together. That's what's going on here, people. I hope you enjoy the rest of the conversation. Here we go. Well, I would love to connect with you more on Clubhouse. We need to start having conversations on Clubhouse. I know you're a little new to the app. And yesterday when I hosted a room in there, one of the guys was like, this is the first time I've ever spoken in a room. And when I host rooms on Clubhouse, just like we're talking here about podcasting, the rooms in Clubhouse, sometimes like with Elon Musk is on there, there might be 5,000 people in a room.
Yeah.
And they're all listening to a conversation that's happening. But some of the most valuable rooms I find are the smaller rooms with like even 10 to 20 people. Even I've gone in there and had a room and there's only been five people. And maybe we were talking about depression kind of information or postpartum or meditation, anxiety stuff. And every time someone benefits, even if it's one person. That's especially true on Clubhouse. So don't be intimidated by those. Don't just dismiss those smaller rooms. If you're on Clubhouse, don't just dismiss those rooms. And also if you're hosting rooms, don't get discouraged if only a few people come to your rooms. Some people get frustrated. They don't host rooms anymore because no one comes to my room. Because they're looking at Tony Robbins and they're like, come on, where are the 5,000 people that are supposed to be in my room? Well, you know what? You're not Tony Robbins. but your voice is valuable and your opinion, your insights, your offerings are meant to help somebody. And the somebody could be in a little group of five people. It's okay. So that's my little,
I think it's more intimate as well, isn't it? If you've got, you know, five or six people, or even two people, you know, it's very intimate. You've got, there's more kind of focus there probably sometimes if you've got, you know, less people as well.
Yes.
And I was just thinking, like, you know, with podcasting and, you know, like talking about podcasting, you know, like my journey since, you know, like since starting till now, you know, like I, you know, one of the benefits, you know, I've made lots of good friends and it's, you know, I'm really grateful and blessed, you know, for the people that I've met, you know, especially you as well. And, you know, like the people who, you know, might be in big positions or they might have had really big things happen. But, you know, I've met also people who, you know, are just really passionate about what they do and they do their own thing. And, you know, I have just a lot of respect for, you know, people like that as well. I mean, you know, I've got a really good friend called Jara and she makes these malas. She's amazing, amazing person. She makes these, Mala bracelets. She lives.
Oh, those bracelets. Yeah.
Yeah. She does the stalls and things. She lives in San Diego, probably not too far from where you are.
Wow. And put her link. Put her link in the comments.
Yeah. She's got, you know, amazing story and, you know, she makes these all handmade, you know, and it blows my mind, you know, how she does it. And you just meet so many people through podcasting.
It's true. And Clubhouse too, by the way, I've met some amazing people. Yeah. You know, I interviewed recently, Mythica is her name. She is a body painting artist. And she was on the Skin Wars show on Netflix a couple of seasons ago. Wow. The first season, I think, of the show. Yes, it was the first season. But I met her on Clubhouse and I interviewed her on my podcast. And we just had the most amazing conversation because she has such a spiritual side. It was really cool to talk to her about how she's shifted her creativity during the pandemic too, because she obviously there are no big body painting events and such. It's starting back up now, but you never know who you're going to meet. You never know who you're going to meet. They could be a star on Netflix, or they could be the janitor at the local high school. It's all good, and everybody has something worthwhile to add. As long as you are intentional, like we've been saying, and you get that information out of them in a very smooth way, and try not to have it. Let's talk about timing for just a minute. I noticed that most of your podcasts are about 30 minutes. Would that be right?
Yeah, I mean, I've done a lot that I try and do it around 30 minutes, because sometimes I know, you know, people like things for 30 minutes, but then I've done them for half an hour up to 2 hours, up to an hour and a half. So I've kind of gone from, you know, half an hour up to 2 hours, but I try and do, you know, half an hour to an hour usually.
Yeah. No, that's great. I just wanted to mention that, since this particular conversation is about podcasting, just from a technical aspect, when we're producing shows, we produce what we enjoy hearing. Everybody has a different sense of what busy is. Some people enjoy podcasts. Yesterday, I was in that podcast room on Clubhouse, and a guy said, "Oh, no, no. You know, I love it when my rooms turn into 5 hours." And I was like, I don't have 5 hours to listen to a podcast or to listen to other people talking, or even if I'm in the mix, I can't talk for 5 hours. That seems crazy to me, but no judgment. Everybody has their different idea of what a podcast is supposed to be. You know, I like to shoot between 15 and 30 minutes, but like you just said, yes, of course, I have an hour and 15 minute conversations on there where I tried to edit, but everything was so good, I didn't know what to take out. So you never know. And the audience can always pause and come back, and, you know, you can't control everything, but it's kind of funny. But on that note, I'm going to let you guys go. I'm going to say goodbye to Adam. Thank you so much for being here. What a fun conversation. I want to encourage you, Adam. I don't think you're in that podcast group yet, so I'm going to send you the link to the podcast promotion community, because like I said at the beginning here, my mission is to elevate other people. And that just so happens to be a lot of podcasters too, helping encourage people to start podcasts who feel moved to, helping people who want to be interviewed on podcasts. Everybody doesn't need to have a podcast, but you do need to meet some creators that are willing to create the framework so you can be on their shows, and they'll help you get your voice out there. You don't have to have your own show either. So the podcast promotion community is a great place to mingle and mix it up like that. And we're having an event coming up, by the way, to celebrate people who have been on their podcast for 1 year, who started their podcast during the pandemic. A lot of people are coming up on a 1 year anniversary. So we're going to do a live stream where we're going to do like a panel discussion with a bunch of people on the screen so that they can all brag about their shows a little bit and get some visibility. But we're only letting people talk for like 3 to 5 minutes to brag, you know, like that 30 second pitch kind of thing. And then we'll have some conversation too. We'll see how many people are involved. But truly, it's like once people hear your voice and your energy, you want to give them little samples out there in the world on your social media so they'll come back and find you and play your stuff and want to hear you more. So I appreciate you so much, Adam. How fun is this?
Oh, you too.
Yay!
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm really grateful to be here.
What a fun conversation. Thank you once again for being here. Thank you so very much, Adam, of the Parsativity podcast. Check the show notes. I'll put a link there to his show. Go find him on Instagram and YouTube and LinkedIn. And of course, go ahead and check out some of the groups that we were talking about. And maybe you will find us on Clubhouse sometime too. I am Maria, just in case you forget. Keep coming back to the show here and tell a friend.